tell you what, if you watch a lot of TV, you like to get your music videos on TV, a lot of other places you can watch your country videos than CMT. But they don't get it. The country music fans get it. Big hit song that is getting a lot of attention nationwide. Jason Aldean. It's dry. It's been hot. Yesterday wasn't bad at all. Overnight, it felt almost cold. Well, we're going to warm back up. We're going to talk about the weather in a few minutes. I'm Eric Carpenter. This is KCVL KCRK. Stevens County Fire District number 1. They are reporting their crews responded to 5 spot brush fires. Altogether, they ended up about 1 acre in size along a 1.5 mile stretch of Highway 292 just east of Springdale yesterday. 3 brush trucks, 1 water tender, 1 overhead from District 1 responded. DNR responded. 3 brush rigs, 2 hand crews, 3 overhead. Each of these fires, the 5 different fires, were quickly controlled and lined. The real problem with this one is Fire District 1 says the fires are suspicious in nature. DNR is investigating. We don't need any help getting the fires going this time of the year. So let's be careful. Don't be starting fires. Don't even be, be careful. If you're out in the field, you're mowing, keep an eye on things. You know, one little spark of catching a rock could be the start of something that we don't want to see. So let's be careful. But the concern is because they had 5 spot brush fires all right along a 1.5 mile stretch, they are concerned and looking into those fires. Yesterday, Public Lands Commissioner Hillary France talking about the wildfire season update.
I'm Hillary France, the Commissioner of Public Lands for Washington State, and I lead the firefighting force for the state of Washington. So we, right now, our fire season, we are well into it. It's the middle of July. It's been a pretty busy, busy fire season. I think one of the most significant things is that we are literally fighting fires in every corner of the state. Usually at this point in time, we might have some significant fires we've fought in central and eastern Washington, but not as many in western Washington. The fact is we literally have had major fires in every corner of the state that we are working fast and furiously to put out. We've had 625 fires have burned about 80,000 acres on DNR and DNR protected land. There's been more than 1,000 fires across the state, which includes federal, county, private, and tribal lands. The Newell Road fire, which we are currently fighting in Klickitat County, is the largest one to date. It actually makes up a majority of the 80,000 acres that have burned. As of this morning, 56,143 acres have burned on that fire. It's about 20% contained. We have evacuations in place. And if the wind would cooperate with us, we are feeling more confident on that fire. The fact is, I set a goal at our agency that we're going to keep 90% of our fires below 10 acres. Even in really difficult fire seasons like we have this year, where we have a drought emergency in over 12 counties with drought advisories in the remaining. And the way we've been successful this year is because of the approach we put in place, I put in place basically in 2021, which is that we are going to make sure that we have all the air resources we need in Washington when Washington has fires, and we're going to have control over those air resources. So we currently have over 28 air resources. It's up from the 8 Vietnam War helicopters when I started in this position in 2017. And we leverage those air resources the moment smoke is in the air. Getting on those fires in anywhere between 30 minutes to an hour, we'll have 7 or 8 or more air resources, literally swarming the fire to get on them quickly, put them out and we can move on to the next fire. That's why a majority of the 625 fires have largely kept below 1,000 acres. Majority of the fires kept to less than 10 acres still to date, even with these difficult conditions. Air resources are significant. Obviously, our firefighters on the ground are critical. You know, we have 500 people on the fire at Newell Road. They're essential in being able to build those containment lines with dozers and hand crews, which then helps us contain that fire and then quickly, you know, mop it up. But the air resources are essential in being able to get a containment line either through water or retardant to stop the spread of it fast. A perfect example is the Tunnel 5 fire, which is a very difficult fire down in the gorge in the Skamania County area. It got started at the base of a very steep cliff over 1,000 feet. It was a sheer rock cliff that had a lot of fuel amongst those cliffs, and the fire raced up the side of that cliff given the wind that exists down in the gorge. We had over 7-8 air resources on that fire within 30 minutes because we pre-position our equipment, and they were literally able to help prevent the spread of the fire losing any more homes while our hand crews could get in there. The steep cliff made it impossible for dozers to help build containment lines, so we had firefighters rappelling from the top of the cliff and climbing up the base of the cliff, which is incredibly difficult, arduous work. Those air resources were absolutely essential at keeping that fire really in control, and they worked on that fire until it was finally put out.
That is the director of DNR, Hillary France, talking with us late yesterday about the current wildfire season. Let's be safe out there. We've had a lot of fires around the state of Washington. We've been pretty lucky so far here in our area.
At Automotive Tire Pros, we're more than just a tire shop. We're a complete automotive repair shop. Is your check engine light on, brake noises, or in need of a front end alignment? Your vehicle setting too low, or would you like a lift or leveling kit? You lose your keys or key fob? We can now program key fobs and cut your keys. We service 134A and 1234YF air conditioning systems, so stop by A Automotive Tire Pros and let them check it out. And don't forget to get those new tires and perhaps a new set of wheels. Come check out the tire specials for the month. Call A Automotive Tire Pros at 509-688-4645 today.
An apparent double homicide by an elderly couple on Park Service property near Kettle Falls Marina Monday. Two firearms were found. There were indications that each individual took their own life. No ongoing threat to the local community. The sheriff's office was assisted by the National Park Service in that investigation. Well, yesterday, we learned a little bit about the Department of Ecology's proposal to restrict refrigerants linked to global warming and the ban on new air conditioning and commercial refrigeration, among other items and components that contain the hydrofluorocarbons. Today, we hear more about the public comment period and what they want to hear from you, the consumer. Here's Joe Cresswell with Department of Ecology.
Every time any state agency in Washington issues a new rule, we have a public comment period. This comment period runs through August 31st. So anybody is welcome to submit a comment through our website, or we're going to be holding an online public hearing on August 24th at 10 a.m. And there's information on our website on how to register for that. And what we want to hear is what people think of this rule. Do they have recommendations for how they want to change it? Do they think it's too stringent? Do they think it's not stringent enough? Now, of course, we're issuing this rule at the direction of the legislature. And so there are certain things that we're required to do, but there are also certain areas where we have discretion. And that's really what we want to hear from people on is, do they think we're doing the best job possible at following the legislature's instructions? They told us to adopt a global warming potential limit for devices sold in Washington, refrigerators and heat pumps and things like that. So do people think we're setting the right limit? There might be a cost. We have an economist on staff that goes through and looks at the costs of implementing these regulations. Do they agree with those costs? Are there things that we missed? So we want feedback from the public. This is part of our rulemaking process every time we do this, and it's really important. We think it makes our rules a lot stronger. Ecology.wa.gov. We have a rulemaking page on that website and that will have a link to this specific rule. We are being really ambitious in how we implement policies to reduce our greenhouse gas emissions. And this is an area where we think we have an opportunity to limit our emissions from our refrigeration and air conditioning and heat pump systems in a way that isn't going to cost too much and that isn't going to inconvenience anybody, but is going to have a big impact on the climate.
Okay. There you have it. If you're interested, a lot of reading you can do about this one, ecology.wa.gov. The main page has a link under the trending section, and ultimately you'll find where you can make a comment. The public hearing coming up August the 24th. And you have until August 31st for the public comment period.
Colville Together, a Main Street program, invites you to the second, fourth Friday on July 28th. This is a family-friendly evening that includes vendors along Main and Astor, an art walk from 3 to 5 p.m., kids' crafts at the library from 3:30 to 5 p.m., and a live concert featuring Top Dollar starting at 5 p.m. in Heritage Court. Thank you to the Vincent Fund for sponsoring the live concert. Last month's Colville Together Fourth Friday was a blast. Don't miss this one. Come join us downtown for a fun family event.
If you have a tree you want to remove from your property, there are some things the Fish and Wildlife folks would like to remind you about. It is the question of the week.
Hi, I'm Denise Stetson, habitat biologist with your Washington Department of Fish and Wildlife office in Northeast Washington. At WDFW, we get a lot of questions from the public. A gentleman called recently to ask, when is the best time to remove trees from your property? Well, trees are valuable components of our ecosystems. They not only provide oxygen, but can cool your home during hot weather, prevent erosion, and often serve as home to wildlife of all kinds. Sometimes it is necessary to remove trees, though, such as when they die, are diseased, or if you wish to thin the vegetation on your property to reduce the risk of wildfire. The best time to do this is generally in the winter, for a couple of reasons. Deciduous trees are dormant in winter and lose their leaves. This makes them lighter and easier to clean up. If you're paying someone to do tree removal, this often translates to costing you less as there is less work required. The ground is also often frozen in winter months, so there's less disturbance to other vegetation surrounding the tree to be removed and fewer smaller holes left in the ground following removal. When it comes to wildlife and habitat, early to midwinter is also the best time to remove trees. They are often used as maternity or nesting sites in spring and summer for not only birds, but also beneficial species like bats. Cutting down a tree in spring or summer risks killing young species that can't yet fly. If you have a dead tree on your property that isn't threatening to fall over or cause structural harm, you may consider cutting away any dangerous parts and conserving it as a wildlife tree. Standing dead and dying trees provide nests, storage areas, foraging opportunities, and perching sites for birds, small mammals, and other wildlife. And snags located along the stream and shorelines can eventually fall into the water, adding an important natural woody debris to aquatic habitat. If you have a question for Washington Department of Fish and Wildlife, send it to communications@dfw.wa.gov or call 509-563-5495. Please include an email address or phone number because you could win a prize for asking questions. There will be a random drawing of people who submit questions each week. If you win, you get a can of bear spray to take with you on your outdoor adventures.
If you have a question for the Washington Department of Fish and Wildlife, send it to communications@dfw.wa.gov, or you can call 509-563-5495. Please include an email address or phone number because you can win a prize for asking questions. There will be a random drawing each week of people who submit questions. If your name is drawn, you win a can of bear spray to take with you on your outdoor adventures.
You know the name Tempur-Pedic. If you have a bad back, you may already own one. The back pain relief is legendary. I have a secret for you. Tempur-Pedic mattress support system also provides a good night's sleep. You don't have to wait for a bad back. You can get a good night's sleep now. Don't take my word for it. Ask somebody who owns one. Come to Sandra's for a 7-minute test rest, and we'll change your life forever. Sandra's Furniture, downtown Colville.
I've had some calls from people in Colville that have gotten their primary ballot. the council position at large on the ballot has three people listed, and people are wondering who Manfred Mayer is, candidate for Colville City Council at large. Well, come to find out, we did finally were able to contact him, and he is not running for council at large. He says he withdrew his candidacy. We're going to be talking with Stevens County Elections Office, find out what this means for voters, because this is a position. Dick Nichols is running. He is the incumbent. If you've been around downtown Colville or around Colville much, you probably know of Clint Hogan. He is also running. And those are now the only two candidates running for the position at large for Colville City Council. So we'll find out how that affects things, if this is just going to be decided in the general election, or if you even need to send in your primary ballot if you're in Colville. There is a Kettle Falls. If you live in the Kettle Falls School District, you also got the primary ballot in the mail. You do have three candidates for a school board position, so make sure and get your ballot back in. But hopefully we'll find out today if a Colville voter even needs to return their ballot, since there appears to be only two candidates.
Get ready for the momentous summer sales event at Adams Tractor. For a limited time, we're slashing prices on our complete line of Gravely mowers. Whether you need a residential, commercial, zero-turn, or walk-behind mower, we've got you covered. And the savings, they're out of this world. Enjoy discounts of up to $1,000 off. Don't miss out on this incredible opportunity to transform your lawn. Visit Adams Tractor's new location in Colville today and make your summer momentous. Adams Tractor, your trusted partner for all your Gravely lawn needs.
The Seattle City Council yesterday passed legislation. They say it aims to crack down on street racing. They are designating more city blocks as restricted racing zones. The measure passed the council 8-1. The designated racing zone allows the Department of Transportation to install automated speed cameras. But the vote yesterday does not lay out how these are going to be paid for or when they could be installed. There are 10 streets around Seattle that are being designated as restricted racing zones. Some neighbors in problem areas say racing is constant. It was NASCAR Central. Hours before the city council met Tuesday, at least two cars going at high speeds could be seen along Harbor Avenue at about 5 in the morning. The proposal had already passed unanimously out of the Transportation and Public Utilities Committee last Tuesday. Flooding closed part of a concourse at SeaTac Airport yesterday. A contractor opened a fire sprinkler system, thought it was out of operation. Well, the A concourse had water running over the floor. The flooding started just before 7 a.m., closed the A gates, used by United, Delta, some international carriers. The airport personnel cleaning up the water. They worked with airlines to move flights to alternate gates. By late Tuesday, they had most of the area opened again. access to the area still limited to flights leaving out of those gates. Don't forget, tonight it is the public hearing for the budget for the Colville School District. That'll be at 5 this evening. The regular school board meeting at 6, right after the budget meeting, that at 217 Hofstetter. And if you use the Gifford Ferry, probably good idea not to for a while. Culvert work happening over on the Inchilium side that requires detours for people using that ferry to get back and forth. Long detour. The locals over in Inchilium says it's better just to take the Inchilium Highway north and cross over Lake Roosevelt there at Barney's Junction.
Vaughan Brothers Lumber specializes in forest improvements and thinning treatments that add value to the forests for people, products, and the environment. We are currently purchasing saw logs, ton wood, chipwood, and also timberland. Contact Vaughan Brothers today at 509-684-5071. Or for more information, go to www.vaughanbrothers.com.
Julio Rodriguez homering twice, including a two-run shot in a four-run eighth to tie the game. The Mariners coming back to defeat Minnesota 9-7. Rodriguez had tied the game. Cerez came through with a two-run double in the ninth. And the Mariners now have won four out of their last six. Paul Sewald came in. Gave up a solo homer, but held on to get the save. Final, Bryce Miller going to be the starting pitcher for the Mariners this morning. It is an early game, pregame, getting underway 9 this morning. That'll be on 92.1 KCRK. The first pitch about 10:10 this morning. The no Mariner game tomorrow, Thursday. The Mariners open a series at Arizona. Take on the Diamondbacks beginning Friday night. A look at today's local weather forecast brought to you by Colville Auto Repair, your local Napa Auto Care Center, providing expertise everything they do. Doesn't matter whether it's just an oil change or a full transmission repair, you can count on them. Colville Auto Repair. They'll do it right. Make your appointment. Call 509-684-3581 or stop in, see them at the shop, 505 South Main. 81 the high this afternoon. Still a little breezy. 45 overnight. 86 sunshine Thursday. 87 on Friday. 88 Saturday. Sunday, still lots of sunshine, 86. 87 on Monday, 91 degrees and sunshine on Tuesday. Still, we go another week with no precipitation in the forecast. Colville Auto Repair, they specialize in Dodge diesel repair and maintenance. Give them a call. Find out more, 509-684-3581. No wind on this midweek Wednesday morning. The barometer up at 30.24. 62 degrees. Thanks for joining us. I'm Eric Carpenter. This is KCVL, KCRK.